Prosecutor General Martin Nagoga told VOA that he will accept criticism of Rwanda's legal system if it comes through legitimate channels. Nagoga called Amnesty's statement poorly researched and said it does not allow Rwanda to rebut the allegations in a court of law.
Anybody is free to challenge their opinion, but with evidence and facts. So what Amnesty International is not offering is actual facts and evidence. It's just a blatant allegation.
Amnesty International says countries in which genocide suspects are living, including Britain, France, and Canada, should try the suspects themselves. Amnesty International says reports of unfair trials within Rwanda's community-based Gacaca courts have cast doubt on the nation's justice system. Rwanda started using the Gacaca courts in 2001. The system, in which the alleged participants in the genocide are tried in their home villages, was implemented because the nation's regular courts were overwhelmed by the prospect of trials for thousands of suspects in the genocide. Nagoga said Rwanda welcomes international organizations to the country to view court proceedings.
I have no recollection of ever meeting anybody from Amnesty International. I'm not even aware they are represented in Rwanda. We highly doubt the credibility of their methods of investigation, and we believe their findings are entirely wrong.
Amnesty also urged the International Criminal Tribunal for Rwanda, currently based in Arusha, Tanzania, not to turn over pending cases to Kigali when the court's mandate expires. After Rwanda abolished the death penalty in July, the ICTR said it would return suspects to Rwanda for trial. The International Criminal Tribunal was created in 1994 by the UN Security Council. The court has tried 27 cases and handed down 22 convictions, according to the ICTR's official website. Rwanda's genocide saw an estimated 800,000 Tutsis and moderate Hutus slaughtered by Hutu militias and by ordinary Rwandans in a little over 3 months' time. Noel King for VOA News, Kigali.